Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Let's talk supernatural. Go ahead and call. One question per person. Please don't share your whole testimony. Please be respectful. There's a lot of people trying to call and only a few people get in. So just be respectful to the time. I would love to hear how you found about the ministry. And I definitely don't want to rush you, but just be mindful that there's a lot of people waiting. So just use discretion. Use discretion and common sense. And don't start singing a prophetic song or telling about, you know, your 45-minute dream, anything like that. Okay? Go ahead. The lines are open. And I forgot to post the stream yesterday. So I know the numbers are going to be a little bit iffy because people didn't know I was going live. But that's my mistake. I made that error. Okay, is this ID working? I hope it's working because nobody's calling. Let's see. Oh, no. Hold on. Is it? No, it is. It is. It is. It is. It's the right one. Okay, there we go. People are loading in. This is the... Listen, if you want to get in, this is your moment. Because usually it's instantly full. And right now it's taking time. It's looking a little scarce. So if you've been waiting, then right now is your moment. Someone said, who has a 45-minute dream? Oh, you would be surprised. You'd be surprised. All right, I'm holding the lock button. This is your moment. If you've been waiting to call in, I probably should have announced this yesterday. I'm sorry, I didn't schedule. Okay, we're going to lock it. And then if we get through these people, we'll take more calls. But right now, let's just see who we can get through. And then we'll try to reopen it after. If we get through these people, which you guys already know how that goes. Usually we don't. But let's take our first caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
My name is Alicia. I'm calling from Ohio.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on today?
So I actually had a question. There's a lot going on for me right now spiritually.
Okay.
I went through a divorce and I've been delivered more times than I can count, and right now I'm actually going through a custody battle, and I've got this boyfriend that like showed up out of nowhere, and I actually had someone prophesy over me saying that this person was a basically false, like he wasn't supposed to be there, and It threw me off to the point where I like stopped worshiping, stopped praying. I stopped watching you and everybody else. And this has been really crazy. And I just need prayer guidance. I'm like so lost. It's crazy.
So you stopped praying and doing all that when you got with this person, or you stopped doing all that when someone prophesied that this person was going to be basically a distraction?
When they prophesied that.
Okay, but are you still with this person?
Yes.
Now, do you feel like this person's like drawn you away from God, or do you feel like the person that prophesied over you got you off track? Can you hear me?
I think it's more...
Oh, you're still there.
Sorry. More the person that prophesied over me, because there's been a lot of confusion in that church as well.
Okay, and are you still involved in that church?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, here's the bottom line. People are going to misrepresent God. People are going to misrepresent God when it comes to prophecy. People are going to misrepresent God when it comes to deliverance. People are going to misrepresent God when it comes to preaching. It's like if you had I'll give you a good example. If somebody plays a Beethoven song on the piano, all right? And they play a Beethoven song bad. Like they're playing the piano, which I don't play piano, by the way. So I hope Beethoven even plays piano, but whatever. They play a song and the person plays Beethoven terrible. You're not going to say Beethoven's a terrible piano player or composer because someone else played his song bad. You're going to say the person that represented his song or played his song, even though he wrote the song, even though they played his song, they played it bad. He didn't play it bad, right? So I think sometimes in the same way, people misrepresent God. And like you just said, you admitted that it's drawn you away from God. Somebody misrepresenting God, playing, and I'm using air quotes, played his song wrong or played his song bad, misrepresented him in your eyes, made you draw away from him, when in reality, you just got to be like, this person, I don't receive that word. This person's word, they missed, and I don't receive it, and I'm not going to allow this to draw me away from God. And then also ask yourself, now remember, I don't know your situation, okay? I'm not trying to talk bad about your boyfriend or anything that you, anything in your life. But I would say, whenever you're in a relationship, it's probably, the person that prophesied probably had good intentions. They probably weren't trying to, like, destroy your relationship. But you always have to ask yourself, in any relationship, even if it's a friendship, so not even just boyfriend, girlfriend, but even a friendship, you have to go, is this person drawing me towards God? Do they make me want to pray? Do they make me want to read? Do they make me want to go to church? Do they make me want to be in ministry? Are they like challenging me to go to the next level, or am I unequally yoked? So if you, like, the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked, that's when you're like two oxen are together side by side, pulling a plow.
Right.
So they were yoked together. So if you're ahead and they're behind, that's unequally yoked. If they're ahead and you're way behind, that's unequally yoked. So you just want to make sure whoever you're dating, whoever you're friends with, like, they're leading you in the same, you're going in the same direction. You're both going after the same thing. Otherwise, it's just going to cause conflict and damage your relationship with God.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because he's actually, yes, it makes total sense. He's actually, like, trying to do this ministry thing on Discord, and we were, like, trying to go at it together.
That's
and
awesome.
It's been a little complicated. Yes. Like, he's been helping me so much get closer to God and, like, through my own spiritual battles. And it's just, it's been really great. And I just want to make sure, like, I'm not doing the wrong thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome, though. You definitely want people like that, but don't let it. Listen, I've had people prophesy over me. I'll never forget this. When I first got saved, we were in a prayer meeting. This lady's like, I see a Job season coming over your life, and the same way Job, like, she even said this is so crazy, but she's like, and Job was getting blistered, and I literally stopped her as she started talking about Job's getting, like, blistered all over his body, and she was like a friend, and she was part of our ministry, and I said, I do not receive that word. Send that word back to sender. That is not from the Lord. She's like, well, I didn't mean it that way. I said, you just prophesied a Job season. Have you read Job? You lost everything. So you can do that. You can tell people, if someone's prophesying, respectfully say, hey, respectfully, I don't receive that word. My spirit does not bear witness. I don't believe that was a word from God. So don't feel bad doing that, because you definitely don't want, like, the prophetic word to get you off track and to get you distracted and to get you to turn away from God or anything like that.
Right. Because I respect them. I love them as people and what they're doing. It's just like, I really didn't receive that word. And I'm just like, how do I fix that? What do I do?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just, you know, don't have any unforgiveness and just tell them I don't receive that. But let me say one more thing.
There we go.
Okay. So this is the last thing. And this is not necessarily pertaining to your situation. So don't think like, oh, Isaiah's saying this about my boyfriend or my relationship. But I will say this. I have had people that love me, that care about me, that have wisdom, that are way older than me, that are amazing mentors and leaders in my life, that have my best intention in mind, and they will give me, let's just say, a prophetic word or a word of wisdom or a word of advice or tell me something like, hey, I don't think you should be in a relationship with this person. I don't mean like a relationship like boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean just a friendship. Like, hey, I don't think you should do ministry with this person. And I have fought them tooth and nail. Like, no, that's not the Lord. And I've had my own leaders tell me like, hey, the Lord's telling me to tell you, Isaiah, not to get involved with this specific guy or specific person in ministry. And I'll be like, no, that's not the Lord. I don't receive that. Just personally, I'm just telling you my story. And then I will find out later that they were 100% right. And I'm not saying that has nothing to do with your boyfriend, your relationship, but just know sometimes people will give us words or give us wisdom that we don't see in the moment. And then later we go, oh man, they were right. And it made me mad and it made me disconnected from them. But sometimes people that are older have wisdom, they have knowledge, and maybe God's giving them a warning for you, right? And you're like, no, this relationship's amazing, but they're seeing something we're not seeing. So I don't just want to say throw people out and don't receive their word. I also want to remember, like, okay, if these people love me, if they have wisdom, if they've been serving the Lord for 40 years, even though I don't agree with them, even though I feel like it's not God, maybe the Lord's getting through to me, or maybe I could consider something that they have to say when it comes to that word. So hopefully that helps you, not to confuse you more.
I've been praying about it a lot, and I really want to make sure that it's from the Lord. I don't want to question it. I don't want to, you know, I just want to be where God wants me to be and go where he wants me to go.
Yeah, and God knows your heart. So keep going after God. Keep serving Him. Keep walking holy. Okay. And as long as you're walking that narrow path, you're gonna do fine. You're gonna go exactly where God wants you. You don't need to stress about it. But when we start letting sin in our life or compromise, then we can start getting off track, you know. But as long as you just stay on that narrow road, saying, "Lord, I want to serve You. I might sin. I might fall, but I'm gonna get back up again. I'm gonna repent. I'm gonna turn from my sin. I'm not gonna live a sinful lifestyle." Then the Lord can really use you and speak to you. But some people are just completely living in compromise, and they're like, "Yeah, I just feel confused." But yeah, if you're in compromise, you're going to be confused. But if you're doing what you're doing, where you say, "I'm going after God, I really want to make sure it's the right thing, I don't want to mess this up," then the Lord will guide you. You don't have to stress about it. It's all going to work out.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right, great question. We're going to take our next caller. And guys, when I give you, don't take any of it personal when I give you guys advice. It's just, it's not always going to pertain to your exact situation. So just hear my heart when I'm talking and I'm asking the Lord for wisdom, and I'm praying that God would give me words of wisdom, words of knowledge. And I wouldn't just be saying what I feel, but I would be leading people in the right direction to what God wants them to do. And I'm praying the Holy Spirit would speak through me. When I get up and preach, like, "Lord, speak through me." That's the goal. So I'm praying today I could be a voice of God to you. God can speak through me, and I could help you, and the Lord can use this call to whatever, bring you to truth and keep you on that narrow road. Okay, let's take the next caller here. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, good afternoon, Isaiah. This is Amari. I don't know if you remember me, but...
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Long time no speak.
Good to hear from you, bro. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. You're doing great, man. Keep pushing.
Awesome. Thank you, bro. What's going on?
None. I'm wondering, when you going to bring back the Zoom deliverance?
I need to, bro. Every single week, I think about it, and I need to. What I need to do, bro, honestly, is I need to just schedule it better, and like maybe even the people I pray for, do like a pre-call with them and see if they're ready, because I think the last few times I did it, I got discouraged because the people like didn't care, weren't paying attention, and I feel like they weren't ready to receive deliverance. They just wanted to call. So I think if I could get a system where I pre-screen people, it could be more effective than just saying, "Hey, whoever wants deliverance, call in," and then, you know, like I've had a few people that were just... they weren't even paying attention. I'm like, "We're on Zoom, we're live, we're praying for you." And you know, so you know how that goes. So yeah, hopefully I can do a better job at pre-screening and figuring out a way to bring that back.
Yeah, I understand, man. Yeah, don't get discouraged, man. Cause you know, a lot of people out there, they still need deliverance as well. And
absolutely.
I'm sure they're reaching out to you to, you know, for you to have, obviously you have the power of the Holy Ghost to help set them free. So,
absolutely,
you know, don't get
bro.
Discouraged about the Zoom deliverance. That's actually one of the things that actually drew me to your channel as well. So, you know, I know a lot of people, and it actually helped me along with where I am with deliverance as far as doing the deliverance. So, you know, I know
that's
Zoom deliverance
awesome.
Is kind of like training for a lot of us. So, you know, it'll
yeah,
be great.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. I definitely need to bring it back though. I'm glad you brought it up because I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I think I'm going to come I think it's Chicago that you guys are going to be in.
Yeah, in October we'll be at the Now, I think it's called the Now Arena, or maybe I say it wrong. The Now Arena in Chicago.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to pull it up.
Awesome, dude. That's going to be great.
Yeah. I don't want to take up too much of the time. You know, I
good
just want
to
jump
bro.
In real quick, say hello, you know, and we'll talk, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, bro. Make sure that in the October you come up and say hi, and we'll hang out and talk there at the event in Chicago.
I got you. I'll shoot you a message on Instagram probably before then. So, yeah.
All right, bro. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bro. All right, good to hear from him. That's awesome. All right, guys, if we get through these people, like I said, people drop out, people, it gets all over the place. Then we'll reopen the call if we have time. We go till 1 o'clock, so we still have a lot of time. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm there. Oh, my God.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you were earlier, you were kind of fuzzy, but now you're coming in clear.
Okay. Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm from Missouri. Okay, earlier this year, I started having, I don't know what to call it, how do you explain when you start experiencing like paranormal stuff?
Just like spiritual experiences?
Yeah, it was an experience that I had with a family member in my home that started on these manifestations of evil things. I started having bad dreams every day. Just recently started like voices I started hearing, and you've been really keeping me a terror, you and other people I've watched over time give advice online on what you should do, and I've been fasting and praying and worshiping, and recently connected with somebody on your map.
Okay.
I guess my question is, what can I do to really plug the dreams? Like, how do you stop dreams like that?
That are like demonic attacks, or
Yes, like demonic attacks.
I mean, honestly, some of the best things to do if you're getting attacked a lot at night is to play the audio Bible. I had a time where years ago I felt like I kept getting attacked, like nightmares and just anxiety at night, all these type of things. And I just for a few nights played the audio Bible, and it helped a lot. Playing audio Bible, playing worship music low, making sure before you go to bed that you're pleading the blood of Jesus, and even just praying, not just saying, Lord, I pray nobody breaks into my house while I'm sleeping tonight. Not like the 2-minute prayer, which is great. You should do that too. But doing like a 5, 10, 15-minute prayer session before bed, or even as you're falling asleep, just like praying yourself to sleep. Those are all ways that I found are effective to basically not having these nonstop attacks at night. And there's also a bunch of verses that talk about like the Lord giving us sweet sleep and sweet rest. So you can quote those verses. You can put on the armor of God before bed. I mean, if you're getting attacked, you have to go, okay, I'm at war. Something's attacking me. Something's invading. Like if somebody breaks in my house every night, I'm not just going to sit there and say, oh, well, I'm just going to let them keep breaking in. No, I need to put up safeguards. I need to lock the doors. I need to, be on the defense. Mm-hmm. I need to actually do something because I keep getting attacked. A thief keeps breaking in. So I would say in that same way, somewhere there's some inroad the enemy has. And so realizing that and saying, okay, why am I getting attacked? And it could be practical. It might not even be super spiritual. And when I say practical, it could be what you're watching before bed. Right? Some people, like I've had people say, man, I'm having nightmares and I'm having bad dreams. I've talked to these people in person. And one guy said, okay, what are your dreams of? Oh, I'm having dreams of me like killing people and like all this really crazy stuff. And then I said, okay, are you watching shows before bed? Are you watching movies? He's like, well, I watch, like a lot of like crime documentaries and First 48 Hours and these shows. And I'm not saying those shows are bad or whatever show it is, but I'm like, bro, you're watching shows about people murdering people, and then, the detectives are coming in, figuring it out. I know it's interesting, but you're having dreams of murdering people. It's probably not a demon. It's probably that your brain is taking in murder for the last hour before you go to sleep. So there's also stuff like that that's practical that we might realize. Like, I would even say get off social media for like an hour before you go to bed. Don't be on social media if you're having attacks or dreams. Just trying to really start to think, okay, where is this getting in? Why do I keep having this happen? And then lastly, it could be that you might need some deliverance. Like I know you said you talked to someone on the map. It could be that you need deliverance and there's something there in you that has access to you, and that night it wreaks havoc in you. So that's something common as well. When people go through deliverance, they say like, oh, the nightmare stopped. I had so many nightmares, and then once I went through deliverance, it stopped. So that's another thing to think about. But of course, everybody's different. None of those might apply to you. They all might apply to you. You just have to really pray and ask the Lord, what's going on.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be meeting with them pretty soon. But for the past couple of months, I've been experiencing this a couple of months. And pretty much ever since then, I have my worship music on the TV playing nonstop. I have my audio Bible playing nonstop. And it's like dreams of dead relatives. My mom passed back in 2017. Just last night, I just had a dream of her. Like one time I had a dream of her, and I said, it must be the spirit of torment, because something was like messing with her in the dream. And I said the spirit of torment. And then, let me see, just last night, the dream I had her, I said, she said something about not waking up or something like that. And I said, no, don't say that. You know, your words are powerful. So I've been having like little dreams like that.
Now, is your mother still alive?
No, she passed in 2017.
In 2017, okay. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely interesting. Like I said, the thing about dreams is it's hard to say, you know, what source they're from. It's hard to say, like, is this the devil? Is this just my human spirit? Because you can have dreams from your human spirit. Doesn't have to be God. Doesn't have to be the devil. Your human spirit can have dreams. You know, you might have a random dream and go, what in the world is that? So that could not just be the Lord giving you the dream or the devil. It could be your human spirit. So it is a bit tricky. I'm not quick to say that's where the dream's from. That's why, because we're also human and we're in a normal world and every day we experience things. So it could be a bit of both. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a demon. Doesn't have to necessarily be God. It could also just be your human spirit, maybe having memories of your mom or thinking about your mom. And then here you are having dreams about her. And sometimes we spiritualize every single dream. But the reality is not every single dream has some spiritual meaning. Not every single dream is either an attack from the devil or revelation from God. We see God meeting people in dreams throughout the Bible, but it's definitely not biblical to say every single dream is from God or from the devil, because it's just not the case. As humans, dreaming is just part of the human psyche. And so you might just be having dreams, you know, and going like, okay, well, I'm dreaming and I'm trying to figure out where they're from, but. Hopefully that helps you a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to, I'm sorry, I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I'm just saying that I always get up and make sure I rebuke it and, you know, denounce the dream. But I just want to really quick ask for prayer before we get off, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was your name again?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha, Father, I thank you so much for my sister, Lord. God, I just pray that in this journey she's on, Lord, with deliverance, with breakthrough, with healing, I pray, God, that you would just guide her and guard her. You'd protect her from the hand of the evil one. We thank you, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around us, that there's protection in your presence and in your spirit. And Father, we just pray that you fill her with your Holy Spirit. I pray you'd use her, God, for great, great things. I pray if there's any demonic spirit or attacks that are coming in at night, we just cancel those strategies. We cancel those plans. Satan, you have no authority over her sleep. You have no power over her dreams. We come against you now in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Lord, give her sweet rest as your word declares, that she would sleep well, that she would be rested, and that you would just bless her in her sleep, Lord. We pray your anointing over her. We pray spiritual gifts over her. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit be with her in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. Hopefully I'll be able to meet you at an event someday.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you.
Take care. Dreams, guys, are very tricky, because I'm not quick to say like, oh, that was a dream from God. Oh, that was a dream from the enemy. Because when you have the human spirit component, people even prophesy out of their human spirit. People dream, obviously, out of their human spirit. It's not always, it is spiritual, but it's not always like God or the devil. Dreams are also just part of life. So it could get tricky. Again, I'm not sitting here doing these dream interpretation streams. I would tell you, you need to pray about it. You need to ask the Lord. I can't really tell you what the Lord's saying to you or what dreams you're having, whether they're from God or the devil. That's something you have to pray through, and you have to ask God, and you have to use the word of God. And, you know, if you're having a recurring dream of something, what I do is I Google what scriptures talk about a river, right? If I'm dreaming that I'm at a river it's over and over again, I'm looking up scriptures that have to do with a river. I'm looking to the word of God to see if God's showing me a scripture or teaching me something. So yeah, that's what I would recommend. But I have videos on dreams. I have like dream interpretation videos that will help you a little bit. But at the same time, I can't tell you necessarily who's giving you what dream. All right, next caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Serial twins. My name's Taser, like the stun gun. And I was wondering your advice, like what you do in my shoes with my mom. She believes that God speaks to her through astrology, and she doesn't like commercial church.
Say that one more time. You said she believes that God speaks in astrology?
speaks to her through astrology and that she doesn't believe in commercial church.
Okay, and does she consider herself a Christian, or what religion would she consider herself?
She believes herself Christian.
Okay. I mean, honestly, bro, all you could really do is pray for her. The Bible talks about, I don't know if you've showed her, like astrologists and witches and those that read omens and mediums. Like the Bible says that they have a place in the lake of fire. The Bible condemns them. So the Lord condemns like using astrology, and there was astrologers in the Bible, and not to be confused with astronomers who study the stars. Astrologers are led by the stars, right? So astrology is like when you're getting divine information from creation. And Romans 1 talks about how man worships creation rather than creator, and so God turns him over to his own wicked desires. So that's the whole problem with astrology, is we go to creation to lead us and guide us rather than going to the one that created us. And that's not like a new thing, that's been going on for thousands of years. So that's really the problem with astrology. There's not a specific like, tell her this, you know, and then she'll be saved and she'll serve God. If she's at that place, you just have to pray for her. You could try to take like the videos I've done with Angela or Angela Scafidi's channel. I don't know if you've seen it, where she used to be an astrologer and now she's a Christian and she talks all about how demonic astrology is. So if that was my mom, all I would really do is I'd find a couple good videos from people that are reputable like Angela that are about astrology. Say, Mom, will you just watch this 1 hour video and pray about it? I would give her that because Angela is going to give you all the scriptures and all of that. And then I would just continue to pray for her. You know, continue to intercede. Lord, open her eyes. God, I pray that you would give her vision, give her dreams. Lord, that you would just show her the truth. And that's really all you can do. I'm sure you've already had talks with her about how this is wrong and this is wrong, but you can't force somebody to believe what you believe. You can't make her believe what you believe. All you could really do is show her like, hey, these people came out of that lifestyle. This is why it's wrong. And you probably don't know what Angela, for example, knows, because Angela did astrology for a decade and taught it. She had a whole podcast about teaching astrology. So getting someone that's reputable, and I did this with a family member. I do this as well. Like I had a family member telling me about all this new age stuff. And I just told her, hey, watch some of these videos I've done with people from the new age. These are friends of mine that used to be in the new age for 20, 30 years. Watch the interviews I've done with them and just tell me what you think, right? And because sometimes with family, they won't listen to you, but they'll listen to somebody else say it or talk about it. So that could be something to do, is showing her some of the videos. There's so many resources now online that you can just text her a YouTube video and, or even just say, hey, come over. I want to watch this podcast with you, and then play it for her, you know? And then if she wants prayer, pray with her. But I don't know what else you can do other than that. And prayer is, of course, the most important thing.
I appreciate that, Isaiah. I did not know about Angela. I will definitely look it up. I'll find it through your channel.
And if you go on my channel, you can just type in Angela and you'll find all the videos we've done together.
Yeah, and I want to say it's going to be an honor to be able to see you live, because being in Decatur, it's hard to see you any other time, but I know you're going to be in Chicago in October.
Yeah, absolutely, at the Breakers Conference. You're going to be going to that?
I am. I already got my tickets. My wife her oldest son.
Awesome. Well, hey, I'd love for you to come up and talk to me and say, hey, I talked to you on the call, and then maybe even get an update on your mom and just keep believing, keep praying the Lord would have his way.
All right. That sounds like a plan. I will definitely try.
All right, bro. I'll see you there.
All right.
God bless. Sometimes, guys, parents are the hardest people to witness to, because they're like, I know more than you. I'm your parent. And sometimes it's just rough. All right. Let's take the next caller, load him up on Zoom. We have a few more here. We actually probably are going to get through everybody, and then we may reopen it for just a few calls here, depending on how long these go. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
Good. Where are you calling in from?
I'm from Norway.
Awesome. Norway. What time is it over there?
It's 9:30.
Wow. So you guys are way ahead of us. What's going on today?
Yeah, actually in the middle of moving, so a lot of stress. But,
okay.
I was in New Age a long time, and I got set free. I got Christian in 2020.
Awesome.
Oh, but it's been like a struggle ever since. It's I feel like I'm getting very attacked, and I'm had deliverances, but I've never been like completely free. And now while praying, I still like things come out of me all the time, But my biggest struggle is that, like, I get attacked on every part of my life. Like, I have no money, I have no friends, I have, like, my health is getting attacked. And I just want, like, some, maybe some prayer over my life and protection.
Yeah.
And just, I'm just trying to be open to be used by God and, like, be led to where I'm going. I'm like, I'm moving out on Saturday, I have nowhere. Oh, I have a place to live, but I don't have a, I don't know where I'm gonna live. I'm just gonna see if I can be led somewhere. But yeah, I think it's very hard to trust the Lord in a way, because yeah, it's been a really hard struggle all the way.
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 39.
Okay. And you were in New Age for how many years were you doing involved in the New Age?
10 years.
10 years. Wow. And then you said in 2020, you became a Christian. How did that happen? Was that from, like, videos online? Were you at a church? What was that like?
Oh, it was, I was actually on a date with a guy, and he was a Christian.
Okay.
And then his friend, he was a very, like, committed Christian. So he just started to, like, teach me things. I grew up as a Christian.
Okay.
And I grew up, but I never, like, knew God. I just, yeah. They were really judgmental. And I didn't have, like, a good experience with the Christian. I didn't understand how they can say one thing and then do the opposite when you talk with them. And so he, like, taught me that that was people, not God, and showed me how New Age was wrong. And I had no idea that New Age was wrong. I didn't learn that from my parents or my family at all. So I was like, oh, so it was, and I actually just, I felt like a demon enter me during the night. Like, often I just woke up and I felt things enter me. But when I was in New Age, I was like, oh, we're just changing and, like, getting ready to, like, evolve and stuff like that. So I just let it happen. But yeah, like I said, my health is under attack, so I don't work. I have fibromyalgia and stuff like that. And I really think that started when, yeah.
Okay. And you said you've gone through some deliverance, but you haven't felt, like, full freedom yet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there could be some more. Obviously, you're on that journey. Deliverance isn't always just a one-time thing. There could be some spirit of infirmity or some sickness attached, so we'll definitely pray for you. What was your name by chance? I don't think I asked you.
Benta.
Benta, okay. So we're going to for sure pray for you, and I would highly encourage you. One of the best things you can do is get involved, and you probably already are. I don't know, like, what the spiritual climate of Norway is. I know it's probably not like the U.S. where there's, like, 30 churches on every corner. So it's probably not as many churches out there everywhere. But one of the best things you can do is get involved in a good local church, because the local church will really provide, like, friendship, community, purpose, finances. Sometimes they'll help you with your finances. The local church is such a good place and such a good family to come together and to help, especially if you say, like, Isaiah, I feel like I don't have any friends, right? Like, I don't have any support. I don't have any Christian friends, maybe no family to help support me. Finding a good local church is a place where you can find those things. And it's not always easy to find that good local church, but it's worth it. If you can do that, they'll get around you. They'll help disciple you. They'll help pray with you, just to say, like, hey, I need prayer for this, and have somebody there to pray for you. That could be something that can help as well. Is that something you feel like you have in your area? Is a good local church you're involved in?
I've been really trying to find a good church. I was in a church, but now I've moved from the area, and I tried a church here, but I was under extremely attack after being there. And I was unsure of the church, and then I have been so much sick and stuff, so I haven't been able to find another one.
And you have but family that live, like, around you?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Okay.
And it's like, she's a Christian, but she's not really a Christian, but okay. Very, yeah. So, The problem here is that not many people like believe in deliverance and those kind of things. So they're really like not talking about spiritual stuff, and they don't really get it. They say like, oh, if you do that, just say go away in Jesus' name. And then they don't understand the battle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's hard, you know, and I know it's probably a little bit different over there. It's probably more spiritual here in the U.S. than it is in Norway. So it's not easy to always find a good, godly church that's spiritual, that understands that what you're going through, you know, there's a spiritual battle going on, especially because you came out of that heavy new age and then now you're a Christian. The devil's mad. He lost someone. He lost somebody that was on his team. And so those demons are not happy. And it sounds like you're just under that attack. And we're going to pray for you, okay?
Yes, please.
Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for my sister. I pray, God, right now that you would just bring healing to her. We just command whatever sickness this is, whatever disease this is, if this is a spirit, we just command you to leave her body right now. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no legal right over her. We command you to go now, all fibromyalgia, all pain, all sickness, every ligament, every tendon, every nerve. We just pray the healing power of God from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit would be released. Jesus, we thank you that by your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you said we can come in agreement and you will respond and you will answer, that you love to heal people, Lord. We just ask you, Jesus, in your precious and powerful name, we ask you that you would heal our sister right now. We just ask you for divine healing. I pray, God, that you would make a way where there is no way. Lord, even where she feels like, I don't even know where I'm going to live. I don't know where I'm going to go. I pray, God, that you would open the door. Your word says that you look after the bird. You feed the bird. How much more will you look after and feed us, God? I just pray that you would be with her, that you would, your hand would be on her. You would protect her. You would guide her and guard her. Lord, I just pray that right now you'd be with her and everything she's doing in her life, Lord, that you would touch her body. We just pray healing touch right now. In Jesus' name, we just say be healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered. Satan, get your hands off of her. You have no power. You have no authority. We just destroy every plan of the devil, every strategy of the devil. We destroy it right now. We cancel the plans of the enemy and we just say healing and wholeness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. She is a daughter of God. She's not yours, Satan. And we just pray, God, protect her right now. And I just pray, God, do something supernatural. I pray miracles would break out this week. And I pray, Lord, that she would see your hand in her life. I pray that she would hear your voice and that you would just move in her life, Lord, like you never have before. God, do something new and just touch her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
God bless you, sister. We're rooting you on. We're believing for you. We also have a Discord with a big community there that you can get involved with and make some friends on there. And I'm just really praying that the right people would come around you and that God would have his way and that, you know, in a few months you'd say, my whole life, you'd call back and say, my whole life is turned around. God is doing stuff. I'm involved in a great church. There's godly people around me. So I'm believing for that for you, sister.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Awesome.
God bless.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. All right. Keep praying for our sister there. You know, when people have these prayer requests, guys, I want to make sure that it's not just a one-time prayer. I'm so grateful there's so many of you in the chat right now, so many of you watching, but I want to make sure anytime we're doing these lives and we're praying for people, like right now, we're all praying, right? When you hear me praying, you go, amen, amen. You're just coming in agreement. You're just saying, yes, amen is like, let it be, yes. And there is power in agreement, the Bible says. So I would just ask that whenever we do prayer streams, partner prayer calls, any prayer streams, or even praying for people and ministering on these calls, that you guys would join me because your prayers do matter and God hears and God answers our prayers. So I appreciate all of you getting involved. I know sometimes we can sit back, right? Like, and we're just listening to the prayer call, we're listening to the stream, but I want to make sure we're also engaging. This is a spiritual battle. These are spiritual calls. I mean, it's literally, let's talk supernatural, it's spiritual. So we want to believe God just to do what only he can do. And I appreciate your guys' help and your prayers. All right, let's take the next two. We have two more here in the waiting room. Let's take the next one. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling in from Stockton.
Awesome. Awesome. What was your name?
My name is Nicole Torres.
Nicole, nice to talk to you. Nicole, what's going on today?
Okay. Oh my God, Isaiah, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I met you through a friend, like a mutual friend. Anyways, Okay, so my heart is like pounding right now.
Oh, you're good. No worries. Just take a deep breath. You're good. Just pretend you're talking to like your cousin or something.
Okay, so listen. So, I'm trying to get at, like, I go to church. I go to Lifelong. So I go to Lifelong, okay. But one thing, if I feel like my mom, you know, because I take care of my mom, and it's just like, I don't know what to do, like, about, I feel like she's just so, like, she's never got over the loss of my sister. Like, she's a worrier, not a warrior. And I'm trying to be a warrior, not a worrier, you know?
Okay.
And I just don't know what to do. Like, I just don't know what to do, like, as far as, you know, prayer. And because I try to stay in the Word. I do stay in the Word. I stay in the Word. I go to church. And I just kind of, like, just need some type of, I guess, deliverance, maybe.
Okay, and what specifically do you feel like you need deliverance from? Like, is there certain things, like voices you're hearing, attacks or desires that you're fighting? Is there anything specific that makes you feel like you need to go through deliverance?
Well, I for a while, I was having these dreams that a black man, it was always a dark black man, like something dark after me. Like, it was really weird, like, every night. And I would tell my son, like, oh, my God, like, these dreams are really, like, and I would just wake up, like somebody dark was always chasing me.
Okay. And did you ever go through any deliverance after that?
I did not. Never. No.
Okay. So mainly right now you just think you need deliverance from because of those dreams? Is there any other reason why you think you might need deliverance?
I'm just probably because what I've been through, just everything I've been through in my life, you know, and yeah. I think it has to do with a lot of past trauma too, you know, and just how I live my life. But now, you know, I'm a changed woman, and honestly, God has always brought me out of my dark times, you know. Proverbs brought me out of my dark times.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to go through deliverance. It's definitely not a bad thing. If you need it, then it's good. But I also wouldn't recommend just everybody go through deliverance just cause. I would go through it once and then say, hey, I'm free, or I'm not, or something's there, and then go on that journey. But sometimes we could equate like anything in life to we need deliverance. And you probably heard me say, like, not everything's a demon. So some things they come by just praying and fasting and seeking the Lord and spending time in His Word. And sometimes when people come to me and say, I need to get deliverance, I always ask them, like, how's your word life? How's your prayer life? Are you praying every day? Are you in the scripture at all? Are you seeking the Lord? Have you done any fasting? And I know people that will think they need deliverance, and sometimes they do, but other times they actually just need discipline. They actually just need to
do
the things, right?
Yeah.
And that could be something too that's very helpful is living that disciplined lifestyle and every day saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to seek you today. I'm going to pray today. I'm going to fast this week. I'm going to do something intentional to serve you and to know you better. And then, of course, with your mom, really all you could do is be there for her, is support her, is pray for her, pray with her. And she probably has trauma too that she's dealing with that you could pray with her about, you know?
I pray for her all, like, please, Lord. But sometimes I feel like, because it's like, I ask, like, God, please, I don't want to be a worrier, you know? I want to come out defeated, you know? Like, I don't want to be that. Thinking about, because we're supposed to live day to day. God, you know, we're not supposed to live looking at the future. We're supposed to, God, you know, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you, God, for this day, you know? Give me another day, not worrying about the future and what's going on, you know, what's going to happen and what is this, what is that, you know? I mean, I've come a long way. Believe me, I come a long way, and, like, the power of God is just, it's just, like, overwhelming sometimes. Like, I just want to cry because God is so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like you've come a long way. It sounds like God is working in your life and your family. What's your mom's name? Let's pray for her right now. Because to me, the best thing we can do is pray. You know, other than anything else, it's like we just need to keep praying for her. But what was your mom's name?
Her name is Gloria.
Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray right now. Father, I just lift up my sister Nicole to you. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord, that you're just doing a new thing, that you're refreshing her, that you're filling her, Lord, with your power. And I just pray, God, any trauma from her past that you'd bring healing and restoration. We pray your healing power over her mind, over any mental torment, any agony in her mind. I just pray, God, that would be peace and not chaos. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just bring healing over her, that you'd remove any trauma, Lord, any baggage she's carrying from the past, things she's gone through. I pray, Holy Spirit, you would lift it off of her, that your burden is light. I thank you, Lord, that you say, worry about today for tomorrow. Worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough worries in itself. And I thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to not be afraid of the future, to not be stressed out. And I even pray for her mom, Gloria, Lord, that you just bring rest over her. I pray you bring peace over her. I pray, God, that the storms that they're going through and her mom's going through, that you would just bring peace to the storm, that you would just walk on the waters of the storm, God. And just like the disciples that were in a storm, you walked and you brought peace to that storm and you walked on the water. You do the impossible, Lord. We're asking you right now, God, do the impossible in Nicole and Gloria and this family. Bring revival to this family, Lord. I pray there'd be awakening and revival in this family. There'd be spiritual hunger, Lord, and the kids and the grandkids and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and this entire family, they would be blessed because Nicole, because Gloria, because they're praying, because they're seeking you. Lord, we just ask you right now, you would touch this family, you would anoint this family, and that God, you'd use them for your purposes. We bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Isaiah.
God bless you, sister. Like we're believing for you.
Yeah. God's working. I know he is.
Awesome. And I'll be back at Life Song some point this year, so I hope to see you there when I go.
Oh, okay, for sure. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
And have a blessed day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
God bless, Nicole. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right, guys, this is actually perfect. It's 12:55. I got to be done at 1 because we have a prayer call at 1:30. I'm going to take the last caller. They've been waiting. We have one more caller here. I think we had 8 to start with, but probably took like 5 or 6. But let me take this last caller here on Zoom, and then we will talk to the chat for a minute and wrap it up here. All right. Let's see if hopefully they get in because it's taking a long time to load them for some reason. And everybody's typing amen in the chat. Awesome. All right, Alec, if you can turn your mic on once you see the Zoom.
Hello.
How are you doing?
For a minute and wrap it up.
I'm good. Thank you. My name is Dmitry. I'm calling from Lithuania.
Oh, nice. What time is it over there?
It's 10:55.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. What's going on?
You're welcome. I have a question. Yes.
I think you got to mute me in the background because I'm hearing myself twice. So if you can mute me on the computer or the TV.
Do you hear me all right? Is it good?
Yeah, you sound good, but I hear myself. I think you're watching.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you still hear me?
Yep, perfect. I hear you.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I have a question. What do you think about hell? Is hell eternal? Are there other realms like hell?
Say that one more time.
What do you think about hell? Is hell eternal? Are there other realms like hell?
Yeah, have you had a chance to watch any of my videos on hell?
Yeah, I watched that. I just wanted to hear it from you, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bible talks about like eternal hellfire. And so hell is for sure eternal. There is a current hell right now, which is Hades. Yes. So people
and
that die right
fire.
Now. Yes, and then there's the lake of fire, which is at the end of the book of Revelation, where everybody's going to get thrown into. So demons,
yeah.
The devil, the false prophet, the beast,
yeah,
and
I
all the people.
I hope I get thrown into the lake of fire because it sounds like a very bad place to be in. You know?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go there. I mean, if you put your faith in Jesus and have a relationship with him, the good thing is we never have to worry about going to hell. Now, we can warn people of hell, but we never have to worry about going there if we put our faith in Jesus and we believe in the finished work of the cross. But hell's definitely real. It's 100% eternal. It's right now. So some people believe when we die, we soul sleep, and then at the lake of fire, then we kind of wake up and go into the lake of fire. I do not believe that. I believe hell is right now. There's a temporary hell, for lack of a better term, and then there's an eternal lake of fire, which people get thrown into at the end of Revelation.
What about purgatory? Sorry, is purgatory in the Bible? Do you think?
Say that one more time.
Do you think purgatory is in the Bible?
No, purgatory is not in the Bible. There's nowhere in the Bible where you wait around. There's nowhere in the Bible where you can make penance for your sin. There's nowhere in the Bible where you can pay yourself out of purgatory. Purgatory is a false Catholic doctrine. So it's made up by the Catholic Church. It's not in the scripture. It's not in the canon. It's not in the early church. You won't find it in scripture. When the rich man and poor man died, they went immediately somewhere. So we don't see like a purgatory or a waiting place or people in hell being able to get out. That's something Catholics believe. It's definitely not something that a Christian should believe or should teach, because it's not in the scripture. It's a false doctrine for sure.
Yeah, I think purgatory was created in the 2nd century.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure of the origin. I just know it's a doctrine that the Catholic Church adheres to, but it's definitely a false doctrine because it's not in scripture.
Yeah. Another question. Do you think, what do you think about Bill Weiss' experience of hell? I think hell is much worse than that, but I don't know. I think, you know, do you think hell is like that?
I think hell is probably 1,000 times worse than he could even describe with human words. And I don't think there's any even words in the known language that could describe how bad hell is. And even in his book, in his testimony, he talks about how he knows that God blocked most of the pain. So he couldn't even fully experience hell because the Lord blocked it from him. But I know he said when he came to, he felt like he was dying or going to die because the torment of the memory of hell was so bad. His was more of a vision that he had, which I believe the 100%. I've spent time with him. I know him on a personal level. He's one of the most humble, godly people I've ever met, knows the scripture like no one I've ever met. And so I believe him 1,000% on his testimony, but I think hell would be so much worse than anyone can describe. I don't think there's words for it. I don't think there's human experiences we can compare it to, because it's a spiritual place. And I think it's probably way worse. And the thing is, we need to know is, all right, we want to make sure nobody goes there, and we want to make sure that we live a life that's honoring to God, that we have a relationship with Jesus, and then ultimately, we put our faith in the finished work of the cross. It's only by the grace of God that we could even be saved. It's only by the grace of God that we could never have to go to that place, and that's my goal. My goal is never, ever having to experience hell. I don't want to experience it in a vision. I don't want to experience it in a dream. I don't want to go there. I don't want my family to go there, so we live every single day in light of eternity going, okay, I want to make sure I never go to this place, and I'm aware that it is real.
Yeah, I think that hell is 1,000 times worse than any movie could ever describe. Like, have you seen Constantine? It was quite scary, but I think hell is 1,000 times worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it. I agree with you, bro. I believe it's worse than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, like... another question, sorry. Do you think, like, in our dreams we experience like hell? Is it possible that in our dreams we go to hell for a time and then go out, like come out? Like, I think I experienced the presence of hell in my dreams.
I think you can definitely, like a dream or a vision, see hell. Like there's nowhere in the Bible that says you can't see hell. God can show you whatever he wants. Paul talked about how he saw heaven on multiple occasions. So if God wants to show you heaven, he can do that. If God wants to show you hell, he can do that. I don't think personally that you go there in your dream, but I for sure think that you can experience it, you can see it, and it can be a wake-up call. And the Bible talks about God will give men terrifying dreams in the night. So God can give an unbeliever a dream of hell, and he's done that many times. I know people that have a testimony where they went to hell in their dream and then they woke up and they're like, I want to serve the Lord. I don't ever want to go there. So yeah, the Lord can do that. I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's unbiblical. I think the Lord can do whatever he wants. And if God wants to show you hell to keep you from it, or just show you it maybe to warn people, why wouldn't God be able to do that? You know? So yeah, I think you might've saw it in your dreams, but again, like you said, it's 1,000 times worse than we can imagine. And yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, like I had a dream where I think I experienced hell, but I understood that, like, if I actually experienced it, it would be like unimaginably worse because I only kind of experienced the energy of hell.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
For sure. Well, bro, thanks so much for calling in. I got to end the stream
oh,
soon because we have
yeah.
a prayer call.
So sorry.
But thank
so sorry.
You so much, bro, for calling in. And hope someday I could go to Lithuania and maybe meet you. That would be really cool to visit out there.
Yeah, that would be so cool. I'm your greatest fan, man. Thank you.
Come on, man. I love that, bro. Well, thank you for calling in, bro, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right. God bless you. Take care.
God bless.
God bless. I love that, guys. People calling in from all over the world. I love talking to you guys. It's amazing how we can get on this call and literally talk to people from other parts of the world. So I'm grateful for technology. I know some people are like, I hate technology. I'm grateful for technology.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.